For many American kids and adults, nothing says spring quite like the sound of a bat connecting with a baseball. Kenny James knows the sound well. He's a former professional baseball player who was with the Anaheim Angels for 2 years. But for over a decade now, James has been a travel baseball coach for kids. In this Atlanta Sound, we walk onto the field with Coach James and his team, the KJ Lions.
Hey, listen up. Listen up. Ready position, glove out front, weight on the ball of your feet, okay?
The lion is the king of the jungle. He doesn't back down. We fight to the end. We give everything we got. And whatever happens after that, we make adjustments.
Can we do the relay races?
No relay. We're good for today.
These kids are 10 years old. They're all 10 years old. 10-year-olds, that's a good age because they really don't know too much. They only know what you teach them. And there's really not too many egos at 10 years old, you know, so.
Ryder, I got one question for you. Was that the fastest you can run for that ball in? Be careful what you say. Yes or no? Yes?
He said yes.
I don't think so.
My first love was football. And I chose baseball because I wanted to keep my body a little bit longer. My dream was, like every kid is, to play in the big leagues. And not too many make it where I've been. And so I was blessed to do that.
Got it.
That boy, get it in. Get it in.
Jackson, back up.
Hey, that's what I want you to work on. Getting the ball, getting rid of the ball. Step on the base, squaring your feet, squaring your shoulders.
Up to this day, I still don't know why I stopped playing. I just truly believe that the Lord had something else for me. From loving to throw a ball to seeing kids get better, I am truly blessed.
Set it up. Three.
Everybody plays their individual part for the team to make up itself as one as a whole. So they're starting to understand that. But they've made so much stride from beginning of the season that it's like, you know, it's fun to watch that. But they're still 10 years old. You know, they're still going to do this, but they are better than what they started with.
Shortstop, Jake.
Ooh. Now, I told him, I said, if you make the mistake, make it full speed. Go after the ball.
Good, Jake. Yes.
It's never really the kid that's always a problem. It's the parents. I drew up a contract for my parents. The atmosphere is going to be clean. There's no yelling. There's no screaming. And when you do that, the kids see that I allow them to play and have fun and still be 10 years old, you know. So, but if you're chasing a trophy, all you satisfied is with wins, you know. So I never want to run a kid away from the game. I want to run them to the game more.
All right, that was pretty good. Okay. Now you feel it. You feel it in that glute, that hamstring, and them legs, don't you? Yes. That means you're using your legs. That's a good thing.
I believe in setting an example for them and getting them to understand that, you know, we are a family. I can help you get over the things that you don't feel you're doing well or the bad days and stuff like that. I've been through those days.
Everybody in. To the plate.
If you walk right, talk right, and play as hard as you can, that'll speak for itself. And if anybody that plays the game of baseball, they would love to have a teammate like that.
We did a lot better after we did that little going all the way around the bases. So guess what we're going to do every practice?
Teach them lifelong lessons. That's what I do with the team to get them to understand that this is not just baseball. This is life.
We're done?
So did everybody learn something today?
Yes, sir.
Everybody cool?
Yes, sir.
Who got this?
Me.
I got it.
1, 2, 3,
Lions!
Very nice.
Kenny James, a travel baseball coach here in Atlanta. You can find more information about the KJ Lions and a few photos and share your own ideas for the series of Atlanta Sounds at our webpage, wabe.org/AtlantaSounds. And special thanks to our producer, Mary Claire Kelly, for bringing us that story.